driver's seat.
Stevie Johnson's going to fight him all the way up to the line. Who'll get there first? Kelly, I reckon. No, Johnson got him.
This is going to be Molly Taylor winning the first ever Extreme E X Prix. She crosses the line. She has done a fabulous job, and no wonder she is smiling.
The driver's seat.
It's McLaren and Ricciardo.
The driver's seat with Matt McKeldin and Stephen Johnson for Kubota. For over 40 years, we've been making tomorrow matter, shaping and building Australia together.
Excellent job.
And welcome to the driver's seat. My name is Nimsa Zor, and as always, we do it thanks to Kubota. Together, we are shaping and building Australia. It is the halfway point of the season. We're going to be giving you our mid-year report cards on the driver's seat, so stay tuned for that one. But as always, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can follow us on our socials at Driver's Seat Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But before we get to our mid-year reports, we got to get to our feature interview. It's all thanks to Ryko Filters. Ask a mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice. And as always, if we're going to chat to this bloke, we got to give him a bang-up intro.
The Repco Bathurst 1000. Up the inside comes Holdsworth. Holdsworth's been a very quick co-driver all week, and he's stalking our leader, and in fact has a look down the inside. He's cleanly in there. Dalberto does not put up any resistance, and Lee Holdsworth skips through to the lead. Into Murray's corner now for the final time.
Yeah,
well done, Chas Mostert. Lee Holdsworth, his first ever victory at Mount Panorama.
Yes, it certainly was a holy grail moment when Lee Holdsworth and Chas Mostert stood on the top step at Mount Panorama. And boys, you've seen a lot more Bathurst than I have. You got to admit, that was probably one of those ones where literally I reckon there wasn't a single person, fan or driver or team principal, that wasn't happy to see Lethal get that accolade.
Oh, 100%. I mean, there's been drivers over the years, and Lee is definitely one of them that, you want your number one team to win, your favourite person. Like, you know, if you're a Collingwood supporter, you want Collingwood to win. But if they can't win, you'll happily
go Collingwood
with Hawthorn or something like that. So, Lee was one of them. Glenn Seaton would have been another. Luke Yulden, you know, had you seen those guys win one? Certainly Luke did. And now Lee has. Glenn didn't, unfortunately. But, yeah, there wasn't a person up and down pit lane that begrudged Lethal Lee taking the trophy. It was very, very cool.
You're not wrong, and he's back on the grid in the number 10 Ford Mustang for Grove Racing. Please welcome back to the driver's seat, the one and only Lethal Lee Holdsworth.
Hey, boys. Appreciate the word. It's really cool. And bringing that audio back, just sends shivers down my spine all over again.
And may it do that for a very long time, because it's rarefied air when you stand on top of the podium at the Bathurst 1000. It's so bloody hard to win. You gave it a really good crack and you did it. And as I say, I think everyone was really happy for you. And then more to the point, I think it set you up for what you're doing now, being able to slide into the Penrite car, which, I mean, let's be fair. I think really at the end of last year, it was unexpected. But then, boom, look at you now.
Yeah, crazy, hey. Crazy how things take a turn. And, you know, last year was probably one of the lowest points in my life for many reasons. Finishing up at the end of 2020 unexpectedly, and then basically left without a job and, you know, wondering, scratching my head on what to do next, because I just wasn't prepared. Towards the end of the year, things really started looking up for us. So it was just an incredible way to finish off a really shitty year. And then things have taken a turn for, massively for the better. Got asked for the Grove Racing or Penrite Racing drive this year full time as a result of the Bathurst win. And, pretty cool. I also, you know, it was probably a bit of a kick in the ass, to be honest, as well, last year, having a year off to sort out my life outside of racing, and got myself a job in the end outside of motorsport, which is in commercial real estate, of all things.
Bloody real estate agents, mate. There's nothing worse.
Yeah, so if you boys are looking for any land to buy, I've got some good industrial properties. Anyone listening? I'll leave the boys with my number at the end.
There's the hot tip.
Well, if I'm a residential real estate agent up here on the Gold Coast.
You probably wear the gold chains too, don't you?
Open shirt, gold chains. Got a bit of swamp land if you want to buy it. Absolutely, mate. Very, very quickly. So makes me even happier that you've got this gig and 22 was sorted out for you. That's very cool.
Yeah, it was just you have those roller coaster rides in your life, and I guess it came to a point where we're just getting kicked in the guts, everywhere you turned, and I was looking for opportunities around, and they just weren't coming. But then all of a sudden, the world turned and provided me some pretty bloody good opportunities. So I took them with both hands in the end.
You stepped into a slot car at Mount Panorama, a car that seemed like it could do no wrong in that car.
Yeah.
And we spoke about this up in Darwin, didn't we, Leroy, in the passing corridor of the hotel. Mind you, it wasn't at 2 a.m. like we usually, cross paths at. Me coming home and Leroy going training.
No, like you were saying, Stevie, it's... what we were speaking about in Darwin, you don't get those opportunities very often in your racing career where you get a car that is just on song. And I got that at Bathurst with Chaz, and straight out the gate, I thought, Jesus, like, this is our race to lose. We just had the most incredible lead up to the race where, we basically topped every session, and we really, we didn't get cocky about it. We knew that, Chaz and I and the rest of the team have been around that place many times with good cars, and it hasn't come off. So, you can't get ahead of yourself, and you just got to keep your head in the game the whole time up until that last lap when you cross the line, and we were able to do that. But, what a car. It was just the most amazing car to drive, and I enjoyed every single lap in that car, and it just gave you confidence to push. There was never a moment where I felt like I was close to putting it in the fence. But in saying that, I don't want to say it was easy. It certainly wasn't easy. You still have to push it to the edge. But it just never felt like it was going to bite us. So, that's why we were able to push so hard and get the speed out of it.
So, mate, speaking about that, up until last year, Your driving and your driving style and everything had developed into a Tickford Mustang, right? So to get yourself into that WAU Holden, I mean, was there much that you needed to change? And you would have obviously drove that previously at ride days and so forth and obviously co-driver sessions. Was it a lot different? Did you have to change a lot of stuff that you'd been teaching yourself for the previous 2 to 3 years?
No, that was the strange thing for me, was I was always a bit nervous about jumping into another car because, when you jump from team to team, which I've done a bit of throughout my career, it does take a little while to get your head around the car and the driving style and their philosophy. But when I jumped into this WAU car, it felt like home, it felt familiar and felt like, it was all natural to me, the way you drove the thing. And I can only put that down to the way that I learnt to drive at Tickford, which was a product of, of the way that Chaz was setting the car up there. We all Chaz was the fastest driver there at Tickford when I was there for many years. And so we all sort of got told to drive. That's how you get the best out of the car. So I had to change my driving style quite a bit. And by the end of my time at Tickford, it became natural to me. And jumping in the WAU car, the first time I drove it, straight out the gate, the first lap, I thought, Jesus, this thing's exactly how I know how to drive. So, it makes the job a lot easier when when you don't have to change your style to suit the car.
The great man Dick Johnson once said to me, all you get from looking backwards, Matty, is a sore neck. So let's look forward into 22, you got the Grove Drive, which was awesome. I mean, when you walk into that place now, you see the money that's been spent, engineering that's going in there. Is the vibe around the team absolutely sensational? Do you think it's a holistic approach and change to the approach of their racing that's borne the results this year?
I think that it comes down to the personnel and the mentality that the team have adopted and the belief, you know, and the belief comes from having team owners that are prepared to put in what it takes to get to the top. And they've made it, you know, well publicly aware to everyone that they're not in it to be runners-up, and they're not going to stop until they're winning races and winning championships. And, you know, everyone says that they want to do that, but are they prepared to, you know, actually do what it takes?
Yeah.
There's not many teams I would say yes to about that, but the Groves are certainly, you know, team owners that are not going to stop, and you know, with their businesses, they're always the leader in their field, and I think they've taken that approach to the Grove Racing team as well. So, you know, they've gone out and got good people, but then there's still a lot of people within the team that have been there, you know, throughout the Kelly days, and you know, been there for the last 15 years. But I feel like everyone's just stepping up every round, and when the results come, the belief comes as well, and that just builds momentum. And you know, I think that you know, it's not going to be long before the, you know, Penrite Racing will become a front running, consistent front running team, and challenging for championships.
You just mentioned, you know, you've been you've been in the sport for a fair while, and you would have had all those promises, you know, like, oh, mate, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, blah, 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 blah. And now that you're at Grove Racing and all this stuff that they're saying is actually happening, I mean, between you and Dave, I mean, who would have thought that it only took two rounds and then the AJP for you guys to both be standing on a podium? Like, that's pretty insane.
That's cool.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, at the start of the year, we had our goals were to be in the top six in the team's championship. And really, I mean, I don't think we set any expectations on where we wanted Dave and I to finish in the championship. But I certainly had my goal of, you know, probably top, yeah, I thought top 15 would have been a quite a good effort from where they'd come from last year. But now, you know, I'm 12th in the championship and haven't really put it all together yet with the speed. But I'd be disappointed with anything but a top 10 in the championship. So,
yeah.
And look at Dave, you know, he's top five in the championship, doing a great job. You know, him and his engineer are working very well together. But yes, it just came about so quickly. And I think one of the main things is we're just, you know, you talk about money and all that sort of stuff, which goes a long way, but it's more, you know, everyone's got very similar equipment out there. And, you know, there's probably only a couple of percent between each team, but that makes all the difference, you know. In terms of lap time, a percent is, you know, it can be a tenth or two around the track, and that's the difference between first or tenth. And so we just had to get the right philosophy with the car, and I believe that, you know, just simplifying everything has put us in a good window, and got us a better understanding of our package, because I think they were sort of all over the place last year with their setups, trying to find, you know, find where they needed to be. And, you know, the windows are so small these days that if you change the rear right height by 5 mil, it can, you know, you can miss the target massively.
Well out of the window.
It's all about fine-tuning these days.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, from my perspective too, you know, the old saying, money doesn't buy happiness, and, you know, just ask Gary Jacobson. Going back to Bathurst, though, I want to talk about Bathurst, but this year, you're going back there, you're the defending champion. That must, A, feel pretty cool, but B, you know, the old band's been split up. You and Chazzy have gone different ways. You've got young Matty Campbell as your co-driver. He's just been announced as obviously
big announcement.
Massive, you know, one of the top eight drivers at Porsche in their new LMDH program with Porsche Penske team just forming, which is very, very cool. I mean, you know, it must be good having someone like Matty. He's been there. He's been there with SVG. He's been there with quite a few people, Triple Eight.
Yeah, got some experience.
Got some experience there as well.
He's been with the old the Kellys before too, wasn't he?
Yep, yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yep. But he's got endurance experience as well. That's all he does nowadays. So that must give you some confidence with him. You know, obviously, you know, unless you have someone from here that's almost full-time or doing Super 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's probably as good as you're going to get apart from having someone that's here driving them week in and week out.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm so stoked that I've got Matty Campbell. Yes, I had a great time with Chazzy. But I mean, if you, like you say, if you want to have someone from overseas, you want someone that's driven the cars before and you want someone that's in, you know, endurance racing, I guess, and someone that's familiar with the team. And Matty ticks all those boxes. You know, he's been with, I don't know how many years he's been with, was with the Kellys, but he's certainly there last year. I believe it may have been the year before as well, but yeah. Everything yep. He's done well, and certainly deserves that Porsche drive with Penske. He's done such a ripper job over there, and he's obviously was really impressive over here in Porsche and also in the supercar drives that he's done. Mm. So couldn't be happier having Matty step in with me. Can't wait to get him over here, and I'm sure he's going to do a good job. So, and I think, you know, hopefully by then we've further improved the cars and we can have a real shot at, defending the Bathurst crown would be pretty cool.
And I'd love to see you go back to Backham. Geez, I'd love to see Matty Campbell get a win as well. Now,
what about Leroy passing Chaz with five to go?
Oh, what about the last nose to tail?
Like the Chaz.
Yeah. Oh, how good would that be? Oh,
that'd be good. That'd be sensational.
Chaz won't have anyone to keep him calm this year, you see.
He's with Fabian.
He's with Fabs.
Oh, Fabs. Yeah. Yeah, right. Wow, that'll be interesting. We'll see how all that goes.
They'll both be so busy doing their hair all week.
There was no problem
with me there.
I've got to ask you a question, Lee, because, and I don't know whether it's, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask the question. And it's not because I'm trying to suck you into an exclusive here on the driver's seat or anything, but we know, or we believe we know that for 2022, you knew that this was probably going to be a one-year deal because the Groves have put a lot of faith in Matt Payne, their Super 2 driver, is currently sitting second in the championship. Mm. Possibly was even going to take the drive for this year, but then went out and hit everything but the safety car in his first Super 2 drive. So maybe wanted to give him another year in the Super 2. What are we thinking for you next year, Lee? I mean, could the Groves expand out, grab another wreck and run a three-car team? Are you signed in there to mentor Matt and be a co-driver for the next few years? We've loved having you back full-time this year, but are we likely to see you full-time next year?
That's an interesting question, and it's something that, you know, I honestly can't answer at this stage. And I, like you said, I came into this team with the Groves with a job to do, and that was to fill a seat for 12 months, I guess, but also help develop the team, help get the team up further in the team's championship, you know, I guess keep the damage down so that they can keep putting in the budget into the right areas. And, I guess what happens at the end of the 12 months, I'm not too sure at this stage. It's going to be a chat that I'll have soon with the Groves. I don't want to stick around and just make up the numbers. You know, if I'm performing, then, yeah, sure, I'd love to be on the grid for 2023. But I'm more than happy to, if I'm not running inside the top 10, top 10 in the championship, I'm more than happy to step aside and give, you know, another young bloke an opportunity not just Matt Payne, but you know, I'd love to see another guy come into the category, another young guy, because you know us old blokes would take up a lot of seats in the category, and I guess you know if you're performing, you deserve a seat. But if you're not performing, like anyone, young or old,
yeah,
if you're not performing, then should be giving someone else an opportunity.
And you've also ticked off like a fair few amount of goals, like a Bathurst win. You actually, like, if for whatever success that Grove Racing has in the future, I'm pretty sure they can pinpoint it down to day one for the contributions that both you and Dave have done, like today. So it's a pretty good legacy to leave behind if you weren't on the grid next year. Heaven forbid.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I mean, I putting in the hard yards this year, and certainly at the start of the year, it was quite difficult, and heaps of challenges. But I believe now that as a team, we've turned that round and we're on the up, and I think everyone's contributed to that. So I guess I could leave pretty proud of what I've done in the sport and what I've done with Grove or Penrite Racing, and you know, the fact that I've got that Bathurst win under my belt now is, you know, massive for me. Leaving the sport satisfied with what I've done, because if that hadn't happened, you know, I certainly wouldn't have been happy with my achievements in the sport.
Hey, Leroy, we appreciate it, mate. And we look forward to seeing you. We look forward to seeing you at Townsville. Go well there, mate. Your results speak for themselves. And like I said, it just looks like you're having so much fun. I guess it'd be hard to be in a team with Dave Reynolds and not have fun, though. But
you just got to know how to take him. Don't take him seriously.
Not far from the truth there. But
good stuff. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's always good to chat to you.
Lee Holdsworth, our feature interview, thanks to Ryko Filters. Ask a mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice. Our mid-year report card, that is coming up next, right here on the driver's seat.